Most soil profiles are fairly straightforward. Take this one for example. You can see a number of different strata, but they are clearly superimposed, and there is only one intrusion, an old test unit that intruded several of the uppermost strata. Profiles can become very complex and difficult to understand where there are lots of superimposed strata at different angles and with many intrusions. Consider these examples. In cases like these, archaeologists sometimes use a Harris matrix to help us chart and understand the relationships between strata and intrusions. A Harris matrix is a method for depicting intricate archaeological stratigraphy in a schematic way. Here are a couple of examples. For each one, you see the profile and the adjacent Harris matrix. The top two are simple. In each case, we would put stratum 3 at the bottom of the Harris matrix, since it is the oldest. Stratum 2 is mapped above 3 in the chart, and stratum 1 is at the very top, since it is the youngest. The bottom example introduces a few wrinkles. Two pits, numbered 3 and 5, intrude into stratum 6, so must be more recent by the principle of intrusion. We can't say which is older, so we put these parallel on the diagram. The same for the pit fill layers, numbered 2 and 4, which accumulated after the pits were dug. Stratum 1 is the most recent and goes at the top. So what would a Harris matrix for this profile look like? Take a minute to try it for yourself.